All right, let's push along here. All right, so we left off with the last part of the Gemara, right? Says Spicer, Andrew, you read today.
Sure.
Beautiful. Okay, so look at the Gemara, where the Gemara says.
Wait, the thing on the chat or?
No, the Gemara itself. Before we get the thing in the chat, we'll get that in a second. The Gemara says, where is it? V'hechi matzileh. Okay.
Wait, where?
Lamed Amalek.
Lamed Amalek. It says Hechi Matzile. It's on the top.
Hechi
Matzile.
Six lines down, third row on the line.
Six
lines. Hechi Matzile. And how do you make do this tefillah? Rav Chis Amal male maid when you're milmad while standing. Rav Chis Amal Afilu Mehalach even while you're walking.
Okay, that's it. Give me a svara. It's as simple as that. Now, remember, this should follow. I gave this over to the Rambam, guys. This whole thing should follow what we've been saying all along. That's what I like about this kind of sugya. It's like if you have a good hypothesis, like a good initial svara, all the various permutations should work out from it. So I can show you why this also should work out from there.
But
again, let's make it halachic.
The second svara was kind of halachic.
Better. In other words, let's think about it. Let's just look. I'll give you a good precedent. I love precedents. Okay. Okay. Let's use the example of Shemona Esrei. Coincidentally. Okay. For as you guys probably know, we should have done this with you also at some point. But question is, how are you supposed to bow for Shemona Esrei? No. That's prostrating. No. Right. You gotta go down. Right. So about like this high. Right. Well, not quite 90 degrees, but like this. Right. Okay. And that's called Korea with a chaf. Okay. And one of the ideas is that, why go down that far, right? So the idea is that when you're bowing, right, you need to be defined. In other words, you have to remove yourself from the state of standing and put yourself in the state of bowing, okay? Like when you see someone bowing over like this, you wouldn't call them standing anymore. They've left standing state and now they're in bowing state, okay? So let's use that idea and apply it to traveling, okay? When you're walking when you're walking along. So it's interesting. If you're standing, right, and this is the question. If you're standing, are you still considered to be traveling? Think about that. Now, if you say if you're standing, then you are still considered to be traveling, then you're clearly saying there's no such thing as
not traveling.
A mysa of traveling. Okay? You understand? If you're telling me that standing is no different than walking, right? Meaning, to put it a different way, meaning once I leave my house, what am I now in a state of?
Traveling.
Journey. Right? So a journey's better. Like, this is the journey. Now, the journey includes, this is why a good segue to Rabbi Yonah. The journey is going to include things like standing and all other things you might do, which, again, the Rishon will take up, but it includes a lot of other things, right? I'm on the journey, right? There's no Misa of traveling. It's simply the moment I leave my house, the moment I get to my destination, I'm always traveling, right? So if that's true, then when's the best time to say,
when you leave your house and you're standing.
When you're standing, right? It'll mimic tefillah. Okay, but what's the other possibility? That's what you were saying.
Yeah.
Which is what?
That you actually need to be moving.
Which means there is a miso traveling. Yeah. Right? In other words, walking is the way we would express traveling. Like, you could see that. You could say this is a very important distinction. There's a difference between being on a journey and traveling. And let me use the example. Again, use my example when I go in to recruit. Okay? So there's two ways you could look at it. Do you say the moment I get to Ben-Gurion until the moment I return to Ben-Gurion, I'm constantly in my journey? Right. Even though there are plenty of times I'm in my Hilton and sleeping at night, grabbing a bagel from Main Street Bagel, whatever it might be, that's all part of the journey. Or do I say no? Do I say there's certain parts that are traveling and certain parts are not? For instance, the flight is traveling, right? The traveling on the air train to get my car is traveling. Getting to my car and going to my in-laws is traveling. Getting to my in-laws' house, once I'm there, I'm not doing action of traveling anymore. I'm resting for the night. I'm having dinner, right? This also applies to Sukkah as well, but let's say I go to TABC to speak. So certainly driving to TABC and then driving back from TABC are traveling, but when I'm at TABC itself, is that an action of traveling? So then what David is saying is that when should you say, when you're actually in the action of traveling itself, right? That's when you're chayv to say it. Whereas when I'm standing, I'm not traveling anymore. So why would I be chayv to say, why would I be saying Tfel Sederach, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What was it is? Let's say a guy stops on the road. That doesn't mean that he's left traveling all the way. And it's not like the journey stopped. We don't say, we're going to get to Rabino in a second, but you don't say like if a guy stops before you get to the hotel case. If a guy's like walking 10 miles and he stops, If a guy's walking, like let's say he's 10 miles and he takes a break, right? So the question is, would you say at that moment he's left the journey?
No. Well, I would say he stopped traveling.
Right. Well, I'd say he's still in the start of the journey. So that's why a fuelu could mean is that the ideal way to do it is when you're doing the Maisa traveling.
Right.
But you wouldn't say you've left journey.
No, that's fine.
So, right. Okay. No, by the way, that's an important. No. That would answer your question. It's important nafkamina because that's why the issue of overnight trips is going to play like in that next thing I sent you guys is going to play a big role because then the question is, have I stopped traveling at that point? Meaning, have I left my journey?
Right. So what I'm saying
now. It was the day before yesterday.
So the tefillah for tefillah derech, they argue. The mafreshim argue on this. Yesh mi sheomer sheim haya rechov in tzoch lired. There's one opinion that says if there was a street, you don't need.
No. Don't worry, it was good. That's good.
If you're riding, that you don't need to go down.
To get off the donkey, right?
You don't have to get off to make the bracha. The kevan shabbat tefillat yudchet tefillat shmona esrei amru shelo yered kol you don't go down if what that's during shmona esrei you don't go down.
Let's say I'm on a horse, right? And
shmona esrei on a horse.
Let's say I'm riding. Yeah. Okay. So we'll get to the plane example in a second. Let's say I'm riding a horse. I don't have to get off the horse. Just say shmona esrei.
Okay.
So better compared, I stay on the horse. You'll see in a second.
Okay. So like compared to the two cases, they're just like there. Kol shekein bezu.
Okay. V'yesh omrim.
V'yesh omrim sheyitachein omar that it seems to say b'tvila yudchet shetzricha kavana yoter.
Yoter, right? So it needs more kavana. Amru. Right. So you should get off the donkey because what will happen if you get off the donkey? You can't focus as well. Let's just take that as a premise. Oh, we'll get that in a second. Okay. I'll give you a good case that brings this up.
Are you somewhere not safe?
No, I'll tell you. I'll give you a good example, right? It says, but Ava b'tfilo zu, when it comes to the derech.
Oh, you don't need kavana here, wow.
Well, no, kol kach.
So much.
Right.
You don't need that much kavana. Velo nachosh dato,
all right.
Since you don't need to, what's another nachosh? To feel like...
Concern.
Concern to have this, that, he needs to go down.
Okay, so... Let's use the plane example because this is a common misconception. So as you recall, on planes, often what will happen is they'll have a minion in the back of the plane. So the question comes up, what do you do in that situation? So on the one end, you could argue, well, there's certainly Kiyum being part of a minion. But the problem, I will speak from my experience, what I always had a hard time with is that it's near the bathrooms, so it smells. The flight attendants are always complaining about it. Also, I find it's very disruptive to them. What, by the way, so now the question comes up. You know, should you go to the back? Should I go to the back to daven with them or not? So the thing is, I mean, this is brought down by some poskim, but the thing is that, well, I have to assess my kavana, right? So where am I going to have better kavana for Shmon Esrei? Will it be sitting in my chair, right? Quiet, right? No one bothering me, so to speak. Or better to go to the back of the plane, right? Where turbulence, flight attendants, bathrooms.
Definitely back in the plane. Definitely.
Right. So the answer for me, right, is to stay in my seat. And that's it's better that way. Meaning standing up for Shmon Esrei and bowing all that stuff is not ma'akev. It's not. If you didn't do it, you still yotze. You got to go with the best kavana. That's the key. Always the best kavana. So here you have an interesting question. The question here is 1 second. No. It's just I got to move every so often. The question here is like, is that if you're on a like, okay, use a car as a good example. If you're driving, what should you do? Right? Should you? Okay. Let's say you're driving, and let's say you have a make it good. You have a U-Haul with all your belongings in it. Okay. Now. Should you stop the car to say tefillas haderech? But now you got to get out of the car, right? And when you do, and that's it. I mean, like the donkey case, you got to get out of the car. And if you do, now your stuff could get stolen, right? So you're gonna be thinking about that. Whatever, you're in a bad part of town.
Yeah.
You're gonna be thinking about that. You're thinking, oh my god, my stuff might get stolen, right? So you won't be able to focus as well. So the question is, what do you do? Do you stay in the car, right, or not? That's the question here. The question here is that we know, and it's a funny machlokas, because everyone agrees you do not need the same amount of kavana by Tefillas Haderech as you do by Shmon Esrei. That's not up for debate. Everyone agrees with that. But the question is that what's better to do? Should you stay on the donkey or stay in the car, or should you get out of the car? This actually has a lot of practical, what do you call it, applications.
You say it makes sense.
So again, just to take what you're saying and just give a little more of a categorical put. So let's understand when what position are you supposed to stay Shmon Esrei in? Or any tefillah. It was only two tefillahs. What position are you supposed to stay in? Standing. Okay. But yet, we see the Chazal come along and say, don't worry about tefillahs haderech yet. Let's focus on Shmon Esrei. Chazal come along and say, I could say it when I'm riding on a donkey. Okay? Right? Like you should say it if you're running on donkey, but I can't say it when I'm running on donkey. So what does that show you? There's two possibilities of what Chazal did when they said you're really supposed to say it standing, but riding a donkey, you're saying it. What are the two ways you could logically construct what it means to say saying Shemoneh Esrei riding on a donkey? When we know standing is what you're supposed to ride donkey.
Shemoneh Esrei, saying Tfilas Derech.
Well, that we know. But to solve the issue of being Nam Akev, what do they say?
That you're going to have less kavanah when you get down.
Right, well, okay.
If you were going to have more kavanah when you got down, they would say that you have to get down.
Right, but okay. I'll put it a little differently. In other words, okay. Did they change the position? Did they say, well, before when we said, when they started off by saying Shemoneh Esrei, when they created it, they said Amida, right? Now, did they say, well, you know what? We're going to say there's other positions that you can say Shemoneh Esrei in. It's not limited to Amida, right? In certain situations, you could say it this way, meaning the positions of saying Shemoneh Esrei are not limited to standing. There are other positions that exist, right? If that's true, then Tfilas HaDerech will be no different than Shemoneh Esrei. So when I'm riding on a horse, right? So what am I doing? I'm allowed to say Shemoneh Esrei. I shouldn't say that. I say Shemoneh Esrei, I'm on the horse. Not that I'm allowed to. I say it because that's a position I can say Shemoneh Esrei in. Say Shemoneh Esrei, why should it be any different? Or do you say no? Do you say they set it up as a midah, but they gave you a matir to go ahead and ride on a horse? To say it while riding on a horse. Now, if that's true, if there was a matir, but a matir means, matirs in halacha generally mean we evaluate the situation. We have to evaluate each situation. We have to say 1 second. Well, there's two tefillahs, right? For that tefillah, the matir holds. For this tefillah, why would the matir take place? The matir only kicks in because of the higher kavanah requirement by Shemoneh Esrei. But tefillas HaDerech is different. So if you construct it as a matir, then you can see why you could differentiate one from the other.
Single morning, and on the morning you have to...
So this is a great case, right? I mean, you're traveling, you're going on a 5-day journey driving across America. This is actually a practical shiloh, but I think there's a good svar behind it. So the question is, I stay at a hotel overnight, right? So do you say that every day on the trip, I must say Tfilas HaDerech, that filu...
Even if you were taking, if you were always on the traveling, below Menucha without resting, etc. So you were just the whole time you were just traveling.
Right, that's stop. That's enough. That's enough. Oh, actually, I don't know. And finish with the boxes. Goloshon Abach, Bechol Yom Vayom. Bechol Yom Vayom. Fascinating, right? So you're saying just like I'm Chayiv and Amida every day, so I should be Chayiv on my journey saying it. Now, of course, again, if you want to push it to the extreme, this would be saying, let's say I'm driving from New York to California and I don't stay at a hotel overnight, right? So, I mean, this is what he says. I'm driving along, right? At what do you call it? And let's say Hanetz is at 6 a.m., right? 5:59 a.m., I'm going to daven too, but right? 6 a.m., what do I do? Even though I'm in the middle of driving and I've been driving, right? I said my Tfilas HaDerech for the day before, say another Tfilas HaDerech.
Yeah.
Okay? Each day demands a new Tfilas HaDerech.
How did this not come up before the Akronim?
I don't know. It's a good question.
That's not what the source said.
Kaiser, what's the next? Okay. The Radbaz?
If you slept in a place that was a settlement of a hotel or a...
Right, but then what's Shinat Keva?
Like a set sleep.
Yeah, meaning you slept overnight. Like, yeah, you know, like a good 6 to 8 hour sleep. Yeah. Good. Aze.
Aze mevarch shuv tfilat ha-derech le-macheret. Next day you have to say the tfilat ha-derech again, even though... No, because you slept the full night.
Right. When you start traveling again, okay?
If you're going to a new city, a hotel, or like a guest house, just a short rest, and a temporary sleeping, and then you continue your journey.
Amazing how far he's willing to go with this, right? Even if it's a new day.
And like, because it was only a short rest, therefore you don't make a new bracha.
Right, and well, you know, Omer shoots Tfilas HaDerech. Now, forget the Haskar Shashem business. I read it. He's really sticking to his guns. He's saying, 1 second. He's saying, now, don't ask me what's the difference between Shinas Arai, Shinas Keva. Let's just make it simple. A nap versus a sleep, okay? So he's saying is that if a guy took a nap, even if that nap went from from one day to another, meaning let's say I fell asleep at 5:45 and woke up at 6:15, right? I still won't say a new Tfilas HaDerech. But if I went ahead and spent the night at the hotel.
Whenever you say.
You only say Tfilas HaDerech with the bracha when Ella.
Ella when you start your journey, you stay with the bracha, but every other time you don't. Even if you like pause for a number of days, so basically you pause in a hotel, whatever, for a long time, like a few days, you don't make
the bracha. Stop there. That's it. Leave it as that. That's it. That's fine. So yes, yeah, you have three shitas. Okay, well let's line them up. Okay, let's do the two extremes. So let's line it up. On one end of the spectrum, every single day of your 5-day journey, you must say tefillas haderech. The other end of the spectrum is no, you say tefillas haderech when I start the journey. And I don't care how, and that's it, I'm done. And of course, somewhere in the middle, obviously closer to this side, somewhere in the middle is going to be the shita, or maybe this side, the shita that says that, no, it depends what kind of sleep I'm having. Meaning, is it, if it's shinas keva, right, which again, shinas keva for the next day, then I got to say tefillas haderech. But if it's shinas harai, I don't say tefillas haderech again. Even if the day is broken up, that's the key. Even if I fell asleep at 5:50 and woke up at 6:10, I have a different day altogether, and one say tefillas haderech. All right, so the first side, I do think the third side is the most innovative, but I like what the third side is going to say. We'll get that in a second. The first side, I think, is very basic, right? Going back on our tefillah idea. Just like every day I'm chayav to daven again, right? Every day is a new experience at tefillah. So too by traveling, meaning if I... every day is a new, there's a new experience of traveling every day. And by the way, that's classic halacha. You work based on nice times, time zones, right? Okay, that's easy. So the mechayev of Tfilas Derech, no different than the mechayev of Shemoneh Esrei. Every day is a new experience. But let's go to the last side and then work back to the Radbaz. The last side, you only see it one time. That's interesting. See, I think the reason why that's the case is that, and this is a little tricky to think about, but traveling in some sense, okay, in a way, okay, when it comes to the tefillah haderech part, really transcends time. You see, if you think about it, right, a trip isn't, it's true I'm traveling for a number of days, right? But if you're going to tell me I'll have to say tefillah haderech in the beginning, what he's saying is that there are no discrete, traveling doesn't lend itself to discrete days of expression. Because let's think about it. If I go in for recruiting, right, you wouldn't say that Sunday is one trip, and Monday is a different trip. You would say it's one phenomenon of a trip. It's one journey, right? Meaning there are journeys don't lend themselves. Of course, I do different things on different days, but as long as I'm in the event of journeying, it doesn't lend itself to discrete day expression. Again, that same tension of tefillah versus the unique experience of traveling. And then the Rabbis wants something a little bit more. He's like, that's very nice, but he's saying, but if I do an action, so to speak, to differentiate my traveling, then I can produce a new chiyuv of tefillas haderech, i.e. shinas keva. See, that's Joe, I can't answer your question completely. But what I can say is there's a... Okay, but what I can say, but it is subjective, because a guy can say, listen, there's a difference between a guy checking into a hotel and saying, listen, I'm staying here overnight. What's he doing when he checks in? He's, so to speak, checking out of the trip. He's doing an action now that demonstrates he's no longer traveling, right? But you wouldn't say by napping. You wouldn't say, well, if I pull over to the side of the road to take a nap, guy's not really doing an action to differentiate one act of traveling from another. I know you don't like